The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301, and also on PCTV Select. I'm your host, Sean Sayre, for this morning. We're live and local here in our WTBR studio. Always glad to have you on board for the program. Here we are, Friday, September 12th already. About a third of the way through September. Doesn't seem possible, but here we are. Beautiful day out there. Just a beautiful day. Just about 49, 50 degrees right now. It is going to be warming up, I hear, into the middle to upper 70s today, which will be very nice. No rain. Nice and sunny. We're going to hear about that weather forecast in just a minute. And today on the program, we have folks from the Berkshire Athenaeum with us. We have Olivia Bowers and Anna Downing, and we're going to talk to them about some programs happening, especially what's happening in the month of September, the library card month. I bet you didn't know that. We're going to talk all about that and the fun things you can do with your library card and kind of the things that you didn't expect that you might have a benefit for. That's a, kind of a cool thing. Also talking about Curiosity Day. Are you curious about that? We'll find out. So first, let's get to our weather forecast, find out what's in store for us today in the weather department. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday, sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Friday night, mostly clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Light and variable wind, becoming south around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, sounds like a good forecast, and especially for the first football game of the week that's happening on Pittsfield Community TV this evening. That is the Pittsfield High versus Taconic matchup already, the first one that we're covering in the year. I think it's because it's a non-conference matchup this time. The conference has got sort of changed around this year, so usually that's the last game of the year. That'll be the first one we cover, and that's tonight, so you can tune in. I believe it's 6 p.m., 5:55, somewhere in that range. You can tune into Pittsfield Community TV's ETV, Channel 1302, or PCTV Select to catch the game live. Or you can just go out to BCC and watch the game. It's going to be a great night to go see a great football game. So check that out when you can. All right. Welcome again to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. And with me, we have Olivia Bowers and Anna Downing. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sean. That was kind of, we were in sync there.
Totally in sync there.
That's okay. We like that. We have to be in sync at 7:30 in the morning.
That's
otherwise,
right.
It's all messed up.
Very needed, yes.
Yeah. So, hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for being on. And it's been a while since I talked to anyone from the Berkshire Athenaeum. Such an important institution here in the entire Berkshires, especially the city of Pittsfield. We have sort of two sides of the coin here today. We have adult services and we have youth services with us, right?
That's right, yes. So we definitely serve different demographics in the library, but there's a lot of overlap. We work together a lot, and we have a lot of exciting programs coming up for all kinds of ages, all different ages. So we're so excited to talk about those today.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. Well, let's get started on that. And what I understand is September, is Library Card Month. So again,
yes.
You may not be familiar with that. Let's talk about that. What does it mean?
Sure.
You know, what does it mean to have a library card, first of all, and why do we have a month for it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start by saying, yes, it's a national initiative. It's put forth by the American Library Association, ALA. So you might hear me reference them a couple of times here. But usually every library library in America usually tries to take part in it. It's very important to have a library card. I'm sure you've heard that many times, probably in school a couple times, maybe from your parents. But it really is important nowadays because there's so much misinformation and all kinds of things coming at you from different areas. And the library is a great place to seek real true information, different perspectives, different books. We also have different resources available. We're very proud of our Library of Things collection that can include everything from power tools to musical instruments that you can check out just like a book, cost you nothing. And as long as you have that library card, it opens up so much for you. You can get that. You can check out DVDs, music CDs. You can check out rooms in the library to study as well. So, and all of that is available free to you with your library card. So that's how important a library card is. It can really open up a whole new world to you.
Wow. Now, I didn't know about the Library of Things. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
When did that start?
Yeah, I believe it started. It started before I started, and I believe it started around, I want to say, 2017.
Okay. So that's kind of a new concept in a lot of ways, and again, something that people wouldn't think of the library as, you know, having.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And we maintain a collection for the adults and also for the children as well. So I'll also give Anna a chance to say there's some other stuff in the children's collection, the Library of Things as well, if you want to mention it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got our own satellite collection of our Library of Things in the children's department. The Library of Things, like Olivia was saying, is just such a cool concept. And it's really come about since I've been working in libraries. It's a very new concept, like you were saying.
Yeah.
In the children's department, we focus a lot on STEM and coding. And we've got a lot of different types of coding kits, exploration tools like microscopes and a telescope and some gaming consoles, some retro gaming consoles and adventure backpacks. We've got all sorts of really fun stuff that the community really likes borrowing to get to use without having to buy.
That's so cool. And, you know, again, it seems like almost a radical concept at this point, doesn't it? In the world we live in where everything is for sale or for rent or whatever. And then you think about having a library card. How much does it cost to have a library card?
That would be $0.
$0, Sean.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Yes.
Just, can you imagine?
Right.
And so, do you have to be a resident of Pittsfield? How does that work?
No, you do not. I'll also let Anna help me out here. At my desk, we don't set up library cards, but she works with them a lot. But basically, the idea is as long as you're a resident of Massachusetts, you can really get a library card anywhere. But Anna, do you want to take that away too?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are part of a system called CW MARS. Mm-hmm. Which encompasses most of the libraries in central and western Massachusetts. Anyone in Massachusetts can get a library card in CW MARS just from having a Massachusetts address. You can use your one CW MARS library card at any of the libraries within the system. It's, I believe, over 150 libraries
in
the system.
Climbing every
it's
day,
climbing
every day, it feels like.
But even more broadly than that, because we're so close to the New York-Vermont borders, if you have property in Massachusetts, if you work in Massachusetts, you can get a library card for free. Mm. And if neither of those apply, it's just a $25 out-of-state annual fee.
Okay.
And you can still get a library card.
Wow, that's amazing. And the idea that the different libraries in that network also share things, right?
Yes.
So if there's something that you're looking for that isn't right here at this library, what's that process like?
Yes. So that's my desk, actually. My title is Adult Services, but we really are in charge of the reference desk. Mm. And I'm sure you probably remember the reference desk from doing research in school, but it's kind of evolved now to we're kind of your in-person Google. So if you have questions about, we get lots of reference questions still about all kinds of things. But if you do want to request items from other libraries, you can come visit us as well. If you can't find what you're looking for inside the Berkshire Athenaeum. So usually what I tell people when they ask about, you know, what's available to me, I just I usually say that the libraries in Berkshire County and beyond, you can kind of think of us as one giant library with just different branches everywhere because it's that easy to request an item. I do it all the time. I'm a big movie watcher. I watch about a movie a night, I would say. And I like to do physical media. I like to check out a DVD. It also, you know, helps our circulation statistics as well. But I do like to borrow those from other libraries, too. I will request them. I'll get them in sometimes a couple days. And also, if I don't want to wait, I can just drive to Dalton, I can drive to Lee, I can drive to Lenox, and I can borrow the DVD from their library if they have it too, same day, with my Berkshire Athenaeum card, which is super useful. It really is the key to your information needs, and always.
The best part of that, actually, is that you don't have to drive all the way back to Lee or Dalton to return the item. You can just return it to the Berkshire Athenaeum. And vice versa. It's a very reciprocal system.
And it finds its way back.
It does. There's a very
automagically.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Or you could say the librarians are magic too. Yeah. We find our way to send it back. Yes.
Somehow that system all works though, right?
It does. Yeah. Very, very
well oiled machine. Yeah. Yes.
So part of the library card month here in Pittsfield, there's a special partnership, right, that you've got going on. So let's talk about that. There's a sort of an added, as if that benefit wasn't enough. We just talked about all the things you can do with a library card for $0, right, to sign up for and get. I'm a physical media person also. I much prefer, you know, the CDs and the DVDs to the streaming, even though, you know, we live in a world of digital delivery and things like that now. So you can't not do that. But at the same time, we realize that there's sort of controls on that stuff. Once you start sort of handing that over to another company like a Spotify or a Netflix or whatever it is, you're sort of at their mercy. It's like, do they have it for you to watch or don't they? Can you listen to that song? Oh, I guess they don't have the rights to that anymore, so you can't listen to it, right?
Right.
And physical media, books, CDs, DVDs, they're always there and you can find them.
That's right, yes. And we'll make sure that we maintain our collection. We do our due diligence. Most of the full-time librarians in the Berkshire Athenaeum have an area of collection that they look over as well. Mine would be actually the music CDs I purchase for them. So if you ever say, I'm not finding what I want to purchase, you just find me and you let me know and I'll put it on my list.
Is it hard to find those to put into the collection now? Are CDs becoming more difficult to acquire and to purchase?
Every now and again, mostly what I'm running into is that there's a delayed release. So the album has come out on streaming services and I have to wait a couple months to buy it elsewhere. That can be frustrating. But generally, I try to do what I can to get it. I usually look at the Billboard Top 200 and see and make sure that we have nearly every album on that chart. And
really?
If we don't, then I'll add it to the list.
Wow. So,
I'll take a moment just to play devil's advocate for the digital collection.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot.
So along with borrowing physical materials with your library card, there is a robust offering of digital resources that you can also access with your card without ever needing to even step foot in the building if you're not able to very easily.
Okay. And so that would include things like ebooks,
movies, TV shows, audiobooks, access to some genealogical resources. Once you have a library card, you can sign into a whole ton of digital resources, many of them provided through the state, through state funding. And you can download the Libby app, that's Libby, and sign in with your library card to access ebooks and e-audiobooks. You can sign up for Canopy, which has movies. Movies, TV. What are the other ones we don't want to let people forget?
Yeah, we also, I'm sure you've probably heard about our local history collection. If you haven't, I really recommend showing up to the local history library.
That's a real gem there.
It really is.
And something that's unique to the Berkshire Athenaeum for that particular part of local knowledge, right? Where else will it be stored? How else will people be able to access that?
Yes, I think I can say this without any objection here. I think it's one of the largest largest collections of Berkshire history that we have available to us. And also, there is a special room in the Berkshire Athenaeum just for Herman Melville.
Right.
So if you're a Melville reader, or you're a scholar, or you're just interested and want to stop by, it is the largest, I do know this, it is the largest collection of Henry Melville items.
Herman,
thank you. Sorry. Herman Melville items outside of Arrowhead. We have his, we have one of his writing desks. We have some Scrimshaw collections. So it's, and that also is free, by the way, to come visit.
Yeah.
So
you people can stop travel by. From out of state to come visit that collection.
All over.
Yeah.
No, it's tremendous, right? And these are all things that you may not even realize are right here in our community. So that's one of the things we love to do on the show is to make sure people know, you know, that it's right there. Mm-hmm. So we started to talk about the partnership that you're going to do with the library cards. And that's what's really cool is, that, again, as if all this stuff wasn't enough, what else can you do with your library card?
Yeah. So this year, we're, we always try to maintain this partnership. We I started last year, and we partner with Downtown Pittsfield Incorporated every September for Library Card Sign-Up Month. And that is a twofold project that we do with them. They work with us to help partner with their businesses. And we help offer discounts and freebies to the people who own a Berkshire Athenaeum card. You can show up at any of those businesses, show your library card, and get a discount or a freebie for the entire month of September. And they're pretty good deals, if I do say so myself. Hmm. We have 16 businesses participating this year. And then that's just one part of it. If you feel, I don't really think I want to do that, that's okay. You also can show up to the library. And if you don't have your library card already, you can open a card at the Berkshire Athenaeum or renew your current card and get a ticket to enter into a prize drawing. We're drawing for either you can enter into a prize drawing for a Friends membership that gives you access to our early access to our quarterly book sale that goes on, which is one of the, it's I think it's the biggest book sale in Berkshire County, I believe.
I think everybody in town knows when
the
Friends
book sale,
goes.
Yes.
So you get a, you get in a whole day before everyone else does. And then there also, the other drawing is for a $50 gift card to any Downtown Pittsfield business. And that's a lot of businesses. You can find the full list on their website, and you can use the that gift card at any of those businesses. So that's, yeah, that's great as well. We're really
and
proud of that.
If you had a card in the past and it went missing, lost your wallet or fell off your key tag, we want to welcome you back in. So if you come in and replace your library card during the month of September, it just costs $2.50 to replace for a new physical card. You can also enter the drawing, even if your account doesn't need renewing.
That's right.
And so the connection with the downtown businesses, I think, is fascinating, right? Because, again, it's all connected. It's all downtown.
It really is.
And if you're going down, and it also promotes those businesses, right? So that's a really, really good connection. And so if you're, remind me again, you're signing up in September for either renewing your card or to get a new card.
That's right.
You are, can enter the drawing, and then what was the discounts?
Yeah, so you can, it does, you don't have to sign up for a new card or renew your card. You can just take, if you have your card right now, you can just take it into any of these businesses. I can list them here if you'd like.
Go ahead.
So I'll go in order here for alphabetical order. We've got 413 Shirts. That's at BB Office Interiors. They offer one free t-shirt in store for each library card that's shown. Ayalada, I know a lot of people like frozen yogurt here. They offer $1 off per order with the showing of a library card. Berkshire Arts Center, you can get a code for $25 off any fall class or workshop by emailing a picture of your library card to marketing@berkshireartcenter.org. Berkshire Fitness and Wellness Center offers a free 1 month membership.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yes, that's a really great deal. Berkshire Music School is offering 15% off a four-lesson package. Berkshire Thistle and Thorn Floral offering 10% off all purchases. Garden Blossoms Florist, 10% off all purchases. Hot Harry's, you can pick up a coupon at the library while supplies last. So that actually isn't in there. You'll have to come to the library, but you can grab one of those coupons while supplies last. Hot Plate Brewing is offering 10% off all merchandise, excluding food and drink. Mana Crypt Gaming Center, 10% off all in-store purchases, excluding gift cards. Marie's North Street Eatery and Gallery, 10% off an order or $10 or more. Nini's Deco, that'll be 10% off all purchases. On Point Bar and Fitness, that'll be $10 off a monthly unlimited membership. And Sally Tiska Rice Art Studio, she's offering 10% off one in-studio original painting or 20% off two or more. And two more here. We've got Wonder Berkshire, so Wonder the coffee shop on North Street there. That'll be $1 off a house-made beverage, coffee, or tea. And this is a new addition this year. We're so excited to have them. They will be opening September 19th. Solarium Plant Shop will be going in where Plant Connector used to be, right off North Street, and they will be offering 10% off all purchases.
Wow. So that's all in the month of September.
Yes.
All of those benefits just to have a library card and to walk into a downtown business.
All you got to do.
Absolutely.
Show that card.
So tremendous public service we've just given there. If you were listening, make sure you took notes.
Yes.
Because that's really good. And if people wanted to get more information about that, they missed it the first time as they're driving their car, please don't try and write this down while you're driving.
Right.
How can they get that information?
Yeah, we have all of the businesses. I've given them a supply of these brochures that I have here with me today that has the full list of businesses in there. So if you only stop into one and you want to grab the full list, they'll have those available. You also can check our website. The full list is available on there as well. Our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, also have those on there. And these brochures are available in the library as well. Also, you can always just give us a call. that's okay, too. Do it the old-fashioned way. That's 413-499-9480. And you can give us a call, and we'll all be happy to read off the list to you one more time. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Just amazing. That's the month of September, Library Card Month. If you were just tuning in, we're speaking with the folks from the Berkshire Athenaeum, Olivia Bowers and Anna Downing. So that is a tremendous benefit for all of us. And it's a really nice initiative to connect with the downtown businesses.
Yes. And I also want to take the chance to do a special thanks for the Friends of the Berkshire Athenaeum who do our book sales. I like to remind people that a lot of that money goes back straight into our programming, including this program. We're able to offer those prizes with the funds that they provided for us. So.
And just a great organization. And if you want to support your local library, the Berkshire Athenaeum, the Friends of the Athenaeum is the way to go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Curiosity Day. We'll go to the youth services area for a moment, right? That's coming up on Saturday, September 20th. Do I have that right?
That's correct. And at 10:30 a.m.
And tell us what Curiosity Day is. It's a program, obviously, for kids and their families, right?
Yes. Curiosity Day is the Berkshire Athenaeum's annual early literacy event for kids and families. The ideal age range is 6 and under, but feel free to bring your older kiddos too. I think they'll have a lot of fun. Every year at this event, we feature a different storybook character. I believe this is our 11th year, so we've had a lot of different stories to feature.
Cool.
And this year is Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Very popular one,
a classic favorite.
Right? And a Western Mass one as well, right?
Absolutely.
Eric
yes.
Carle was it Springfield or in the Pioneer Valley, I think?
I believe so. The Eric Carle Museum is in Northampton, I believe.
Okay.
Yes. And so, as an aside, you can borrow a museum pass to go visit the Eric Carle Museum using your library card.
How many copies of The Very Hungry Caterpillar does the Berkshire Athenaeum have?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we have at least two picture book copies, at least one board book copy, probably a copy in Spanish in the board books.
I think ours at home is probably still on a shelf somewhere with teeth marks in it.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Hungry, hungry kids as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, so what you can expect during this event, it's a 90-minute event. It runs from 10:30 a.m. to noon. Mm-hmm. It's completely free, open to the public. There is no registration required.
You don't need a library card.
You do not. You actually don't.
Can't hurt, but
library cards are wonderful, but you don't need them to attend any of our events, which is great.
And I'll just say as an aside, I'm old enough to remember the library cards with the little piece of metal on them.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And basically, you had to get it, and they didn't have them right away, and they had this special machine that
it's like a punch machine,
then when they ran it through, it had the little ink and stuff. So anyway, just, you know, going back in time.
I remember
here.
As a kid when I would stamp the date in all of my books that I was checking out. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah.
I was a homeschooler, so they let us do it ourselves because we were checking out like 100 books at a time.
Nice.
So the kids will have the chance to meet and do a meet and greet and take a picture with the very hungry caterpillar himself.
Mm. Now that's an experience.
I mean, how often do you get to meet the very hungry caterpillar?
I don't think I've ever had the pleasure.
Well, but if you pop your head in on Saturday or find a child to bring with you. So this is a STEAM event. So science, technology, engineering, art, math. Mm. So we're focusing both on literacy and on just building these essential skills. So we have stations. We'll start with a story time, do a little meet and greet with the caterpillar, who will be wandering around during the whole event. And then kids can wander at will between different STEAM stations. Hmm. At the science station, they'll get to do one activity. At the technology station, I know that at the technology station, they'll be making their own fruit salad. Oh. You know how much the very hungry caterpillar loves his fruits.
Ah, true.
And so that's all about learning fine motor skills and the technology of using kitchen equipment. Mm-hmm. There's going to be an engineering station, an art station where you can make art in the collage style of Eric Carle, a math station where you can do some color sequences to build your own caterpillar. Anyone who comes gets a free take-home book to add to their at-home collection.
Oh, wow.
And there's going to be other activities, giveaways. It's a lot. It's just a lot of fun.
Wow. That's packing a lot into an hour and a half.
It sure is.
Right? And so, again, let's remind people that's the Curiosity Day at the Berkshire Athenaeum. That's going to be in the auditorium?
Yes. Yes. It's primarily in the auditorium, so you'll stop in there first.
And it's Saturday, September 20th, 10:30 a.m.
Yes. Right. I recommend getting there toward the beginning of the event because we do start with a story time. And then once the story time completes, we will be able to do a wander around and you can hit any station you want in any order as, you know, depending on what your kiddos are interested in.
Yeah. And for parking and things like that, it's definitely best to park in the children's lot,
yes,
if you will.
That's our larger parking space on
Pomeroy,
Bartlett Avenue.
Bartlett Avenue, yeah.
Yes.
And then walk right through there, and then they'll guide you into the auditorium.
That's right in there.
Yeah.
Leading up to Curiosity Day, if you want to stop in the library and learn more, we have coloring sheets themed to Eric Carle that you can grab with a little bit of information on the bottom to help remember the details for Curiosity Day. We also have a scavenger hunt up around the children's department right now to help the caterpillar find the first five fruits that he eats. So we've got one apple, two pears, three plums, four strawberries, and five oranges hidden around the space for kids to find.
I also want to mention the stickers that you have there. They have this bucket of stickers for that book, and they've built this huge Hungry Hungry Caterpillar face, and this you have to reach into his mouth to get the stickers.
Wow.
So much fun. I had to do
it the
other day.
It's great. It's just right on the front of the desk is this giant caterpillar face with a giant opening to grab a sticker from.
How long does it take you to put a program like that together? Because obviously here we are talking about it and it's at least a week away, but it sounds like this has been in preparation for a while.
Oh, yeah. Planning for an event like this is a months-long process.
Yeah.
We work in collaboration with Parent Child Plus and Head Start for this event. And we have teams that we work with. Jen Falconer is our main collaborator with Head Start.
Okay.
And they help us plan it, and it's fantastic, but it takes a lot of developing the crafts, figuring out what storybook character we're going to feature, how are we going to theme everything around that character, not to mention the extra festivities around the space, like a scavenger hunt. And we've got our bulletin board at the entrance to the children's department is themed to the very hungry caterpillar, as is our staff door that has all our staff names on it. It's all on the caterpillars. So we like to go all in and really kind of invest all of our space in this.
That's great. That sounds like a lot of fun to put that together, too.
It's
as much work as it sounds like.
It's a blast to work in youth services. We have so much fun.
And how many people do you think you expect to come to something like that?
Yeah, between 100 and 150 people typically.
That's
We're
amazing.
Preparing for approximately 70 kids plus their families.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's amazing,
yeah,
right? And that's that's going to be quite the event. So again, we'll say that again. Curiosity Day featuring the Very Hungry Caterpillar is going to be Saturday, September 20th, 10 a.m. to noon.
10:30 a.m. to noon. You're welcome to arrive at 10, but we won't start the story time until 10:30.
Well, maybe getting there a little early wouldn't hurt.
Absolutely.
As
easier,
you said, you want to be there.
Easier time to find parking, too.
You want to be there for the beginning, right?
Yeah, parking does get tight at the library.
Yeah,
so
it does.
You may need to park down the street if you don't find a spot in the lot. We still hope you make the effort to come.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're speaking with Anna Downing and Olivia Bowers here from the Berkshire Athenaeum on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, talking about some of the awesome things coming up for this month. And we still have more that we're going to be talking about in the second half of the program. But I'll just remind people again, as we if you're just tuning in, we talked about Library Card Month and the promotions around that as the month of September. And if you haven't got your library card, put that on your list. You know you have a list somewhere. I have tons of lists. But put it on there saying, go to the Athenaeum and get my library card, month of September.
And I tell you what, it takes less than a minute. That's what I always tell people.
Yeah.
Just got to fill out the form and then voila, there it is in your wallet. All done.
Yep.
It's a very pretty card, too. It's purple with these arches on it. It's lovely.
We're really selling it here.
Got to sell
free.
It for
didn't
radio.
Didn't we tell you it's free?
That's right. Didn't we tell you?
Yes.
You got to have that. You got to describe it. Okay. So we are going to take that top of the hour break that we always do and thank our underwriters and tell you what station we're on. As if you didn't know, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We'll be back with folks from the Berkshire Athenaeum right after this. Stick around.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.com. .edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sundrini.com.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Start saving early. Even if it is $5 a week, setting aside money on a regular basis builds the habit of saving.
Just because you have a coupon doesn't mean you need to buy it now.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR in Lee, also on 1301 Access Pittsfield and on PCTV Select. I'm your host, Sean Sear. This morning, Friday, September 12th, a nice day that we've got out there today, and we will do the weather before getting back to our conversation with the folks from Berkshire Athenaeum, Olivia Bowers and Anna Downing. Olivia is the Adult Services and Program Director, I think I got that right. Anna is a Senior Technician for Youth Services, and we'll be back talking about more things happening at the Athenaeum this month and into the future. First, let's do the weather forecast and see what we have in store for us today. Here we go.
Weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming northwest this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Light and variable wind, becoming south around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Saturday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
And I'm showing a temperature of about 50 degrees out there right now. Looks like tomorrow is going to be about 73 degrees and sunny. Sunday about 74, Monday about 75. So pretty predictable temperatures and weather out there. Here, a little bit of a chance of shower maybe on Sunday is what I was hearing. But otherwise, pretty smooth sailing here for the middle of September. We kind of like that. Enjoy it now is what I say, because we know what's coming next. Mm-hmm. It won't be long, people, so enjoy it. And yes. We will have, I think, a very nice fall foliage this year. It's already starting to break out. I don't know if you've noticed that. Some of the trees are already starting to become a little bit of red and yellows, and you're starting to see little patches out there. I think earlier than last year, too. Mm-hmm. Usually I see it starting in mid-September, and it's already been out there.
It is pretty early this year, I think.
Yeah. And I don't know why. You know, maybe it was a dry summer. Maybe it was, who knows.
I'll take it.
Yeah. We'll have to get Tom Tining in here from BCC.
I was going
to
say.
He's usually the guy to ask about stuff like that, nature. And so maybe we'll have to ask him about
you know, being librarians, we have this urge to find things out. So.
We'll be listening.
You got to be curious, right?
Let us know when you're doing that show, and we'll listen in.
We just talked about Curiosity Day, and I feel like the Athenaeum is all about curiosity.
Absolutely. It really, really is. It's the place to explore ideas and research and learn new things and try new instruments, try new video games.
Start a
garden with our seed library. Mm-hmm. Learn how to play Dungeons and Dragons. It's just a place to learn and be curious in general.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The concept of a library is a very old thing in our society, but it has some very new ideas. It sounds like they're filtering up and working their way through it.
Yes, we actually make a concerted effort when we say we're the Berkshire Athenaeum, Pittsfield Public Library, because we get a lot of asks of like, what is an Athenaeum? Or, you know, or, oh, you guys are closed right now. No, that's the museum. You know. But yes. So we are a library, but we also are so much more. The idea of a library is evolving in the 21st century. And like I said, we have things like the Library of Things, but then also the seed library. You can check out seeds from your library and you can plant a garden, and that's completely free as well. Check out 10 packets of seeds. It actually just closed for the season, I will say, but it'll open back up in mid-March. That's usually when we open things back up. Mm. And you can come and check those out. Mm. And
now, you can't return the seeds.
You cannot return the seeds that you got, but we do encourage, you don't have to, but we do encourage that you do some seed saving and bring them back. Okay. And that way it stays completely community-centered, community-focused, community-supported. Yes, absolutely. Oh. So, but the library does do its part, and we purchase seeds for that as well. But we do also receive donations from local businesses. I do want to shout out Ace Hardware, John's Ace Hardware, and then also Car Hardware. They've given us some donations, too, that have really helped really helped sustain our seed library into the summer and the fall. So we appreciate that as well.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, something that needs to be revived every once in a while. We think of people growing their own food. In maybe the last 50 years, not something that a lot of people think about. And now I think more people are thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Groceries are so expensive these days. You might as well, try and grow what you can. And the library will help you do that for free. You don't have to go buy your packets anymore. You can come right to the library, check those out. And it's 10 packets per car, too. So bring the whole family. You can check out, as many 10 packets per family member. Mm-hmm. And there you go. Now you have a full garden.
Well, that's a great activity for kids also, right?
Oh,
for youth.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something that is very hands-on, very, learning intensive.
Getting your hands in the dirt and figuring out where your food comes from is so important.
Yeah.
But even beyond having a ton of great resources, we're a community hub, community gathering space. Mm-hmm. Olivia can speak to the ways the community gathers in our adult spaces. But in the youth services department, in the children's library, I have seen stressed out mothers who are kind of at their wit's end handling kids make connections with people they've never met before. Mm-hmm. And just finding community. There's a family who comes in every week and a grandmother who comes in every week with her granddaughter who never knew each other before, but now they meet up there at the library every single week and have formed a friendship outside of the space as well. Yeah. So it's a place for community to find each other with no pressure to purchase anything, which is so rare these days.
Yeah, very unusual, right?
Yeah. I mean, we try to facilitate it, but we also see it happen organically because
absolutely.
The library is one of the last places, really, if you think about it, one of the last places in the country where you can just be there for free all day, every day, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay anything. You can sit there and do nothing if you'd like. But naturally, when that happens, a lot of people intersect and we see just it's like warms the cockles of my heart. We have a puzzle group and we have a group of older adults who use that, but then every now and again a teen sits down with them or a young adult and they connect and they talk about what's going on in the community over a puzzle, and I don't have to do anything there. I just see it happen. Coloring sheets,
they bring in their own puzzles sometimes
for
it even.
Yeah. They do. But they sit there all day and they connect with each other, and I think that's probably my favorite thing about the library is even the stuff that we don't do that we just see happen because the library is a space that welcomes that.
Yeah. So. And it is also sort of, as you said, a central meeting point and also a resource for other things that maybe you didn't connect with the library. I think of all the great talks that the Friends of the Athenaeum host, for example. And then you have something coming up on September 16th, Tuesday, next Tuesday, as a matter of fact, and it's a workshop for avoiding scams and fraud. So talk about that for a bit.
Yeah. So our adult services team has partnered with Berkshire Bank, and we'll be offering a scam and fraud prevention workshop on the 16th of September. That's this coming Tuesday of next week. And that will be, I believe it's 10:30 is what I said.
Yeah. That's what I've got.
10:30 to noon. And that will be in the upstairs area of the library. And they're just going to talk about all the different kinds of scams and fraud that we see every day. I'm sure you get those texts from, I get them myself. I get a text every now and again that says that they're the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, and you didn't pay
IRS,
you didn't pay your fines, and we're going to take away your driver's license. You know, really scary.
I periodically get your Facebook account's about to be shut down.
Yep.
And
if you ever get any of those strange texts, maybe some emails, maybe you're just getting a bunch of emails, and you're like, where is this coming from? Why is this happening? The Berkshire Bank, they're the experts here. Of course, they focus on financial, but they really can help you feel better about your internet security and your mail security, and make sure that you feel more secure in your decisions when these kind of things comes up. When you look at something and say, I don't really know if that's legitimate, and I don't know if I should click on this link, Well, short answer, the answer is always no. Yeah, don't think that.
No. Pretty much no.
Definitely, they'll get into the meat of all of those scams, where they're coming from, new scams that are coming out. We actually just did a training at the library about this, where they're using some new technology, including AI, artificial intelligence, to kind of trick you into thinking that they're legitimate. And
it's just getting better and better on their end, right?
I mean, it's getting harder and harder to identify. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So it's always good to be prepared, and this is another free thing that the library offers. You might as well take us up on it, and we'll have members of the library staff there, but then also Becky from Berkshire Bank will be there as well to present on it, answer all your questions. So if you have anything in specifics, bring that as well. She'll be happy to help.
And I think it also is a kind of a generational thing as well, right? Mm-hmm. That they're obviously, the scammers are targeting seniors, they're targeting the older population.
Yes.
The folks that maybe didn't grow up with this as a native digital,
right,
you know, speaker. Like, I think that there are certain generations will automatically look at something and say, I know that's fraud. I know that's a scam because that they've just lived with it their entire lives. But, you know, there are generations that came from the time when there was one phone in the house.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there were three TV channels, right? I mean, it's very different. And you trusted things. You answered the door.
Right.
You answered the phone, right? People just, they know now that most of that stuff, unfortunately, is fraud.
Yes.
And that, you know, you could go down that dark hole, and a lot of people do. There are, you know, senior scams and things like that. You know, the grandson in jail kind of scam.
Yeah, right? Yes.
A lot of people have heard of all these things, but maybe there are still people that have not heard about that and need to know that, you know, as soon as you hear about that, that's identify that, have the little light bulb go off in your head.
Yep. This is just another opportunity to seek out that information at the library. And we focus a lot on supporting our seniors in Berkshire County and beyond, because really they have become a target for this kind of thing. Like you mentioned, it's not something that they're used to, that they have as much experience with. We hear it all the time at the reference desk when we help people, a lot of apologies of like, this is new to me, or I don't do this very often. It's not something to feel ashamed of. It's not something to feel embarrassed about. Mm-hmm. Technology is changing at such a rapid pace these days. I mean, I'm 27 years old, and I feel like I can't really keep up with it either.
Me too.
So I always say, first of all, don't feel bad. And second of all, the library is here to help. This is my job, and I'm very, very proud of it. And so I'm always thankful when I help somebody and they feel that they've made a safe, secure decision in coming to the library to seek out help. Even if you aren't able to make it to the workshop, you can always stop by any time and ask. Every now and again, I have someone come up and say, What do you think about this? What does this look like to you? Because it's always good to get a second opinion, a second eye on things. So we're very proud of that as well.
Well, I think you mentioned AI also, and how you know, that's really the new frontier.
Yes. You
know, it really is.
And how much, how sophisticated it's getting, and how easily people can be fooled into thinking that something is real. And I think most people will agree that if you're looking at an image these days, sometimes it's, say, okay, you start to know what to look for and you say, okay, I think that's AI.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are other times when you say, is that real? Did that actually happen? And you start to say, you have to rely almost on your library skills in a way, right? Your research skills. You say, okay, let me see another source on that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Check your sources.
Why is it that I believe this particular source? Have I seen it somewhere else from a legitimate place that I trust? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to say that the library is a great place to come to ask for help on that, because the library staff is doing their due diligence as well in looking into these tools. We have 2 paid subscriptions to Perplexity and ChatGPT that our employees are trying out right now, testing out, seeing how it works, how we can research those sources. And then we can also recommend those tools for patrons to use as well, and ways that you can do so safely. Yeah. So,
and that's great, too, because it's important to say, don't be afraid of it, right? Don't just write it off and say, well, I'll never use AI, because that's almost like saying, well, I'll never use Microsoft Word.
It's going to come up.
I'll stick with my IBM Selectric, right?
We all use AI to some extent without even realizing it, I think. And
And that'll happen more and more. But just the idea that you have to at least embrace it and then understand what it can do and what it can't do.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Those are the things that we're all sort of grappling with a little bit.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So.
And a great reminder, since you've got us here, is that libraries have always prided themselves in being a reliable source of trusted information.
Mm-hmm.
That we do our due diligence.
We vet all our sources.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we'll be that extra human layer for you of helping figure out what's reliable and what isn't.
I can't stress it enough. More and more important every single day as we know how difficult it is to know what is real and what isn't and what a trusted source is and is not. Mm-hmm. So.
And we're going through, like as Olivia mentioned, our own internal staff trainings to increase all of our awareness. We're doing this through the city, all of our awareness of the scams that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So again, that is Tuesday, September 16th at the FNAM.
Yes.
In the upstairs space, 10:30 to noon, and that's through help from Berkshire Bank.
That's right.
So that's a scam and fraud protection workshop,
Prevention workshop. But yes, as I said, also bring your questions because there will be plenty of time to talk.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And then dovetailing off of that, on the 18th, so you have a busy week next week.
We do.
It's also at the Athenaeum. This is a collaboration with the Ralph Froyo Senior Center.
Yes.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we're partnering with the Pittsfield Council on Aging here at the Senior Center. For a senior celebration. So we're so excited to have the senior celebration and resource fair. We try to have quarterly expos on different topics throughout the years. And so this one, we're focusing on our older individuals here in Berkshire County. And we really wanted to phrase it as a celebration because we think sometimes we can go to these senior events and it can be all about, end of life and, you know, sun setting. And what a sad way to frame it, because, you know, these are the years where you're retired. You have all this free time to do so many things. You can try new things. This is a whole new perspective on life.
Yeah.
And so we're really phrasing it as a celebration and encouraging our community partners who will be inviting into the space. They will be tabling in the Blake Room, which is the main floor of the library, from 11 to 1 that day. I think the number off the top of my head is about 16 or 17organizations that'll be with us. Just to name a couple, the Berkshire Family History Association will be there, Berkshire Family YMCA, Pittsfield Branch, Berkshire Law Library, Berkshire Natural Resources Council, Cyber Seniors, Elder Services of Berkshire County. So that's just to name a few. Yeah. There'll be plenty of organizations there talking about their senior-focused objectives in their organization and what they have to offer to support the seniors in Berkshire County, which is quite a bit. I feel like I've learned a lot just by talking with them about what they have to offer. And I think it's so important to have here a really strong safety net for when you retire and now you have this free time and you say, what do I want to do with this?
Yeah.
And, you know, you might say, I don't really want to sit in my house all day. I'd like to do something. There's lots of things out here. We're in Berkshire County, which is, I mean, there's so many things to do in Berkshire County. It kind of feels overwhelming sometimes, even.
Well, certainly the seniors in Pittsfield are engaged.
Yes,
I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
And anytime I've seen a big issue that comes up, like, let's say, the toters that happened last year.
Yeah.
A big deal, right? And
right.
Mayor Marchetti had a couple of sessions around town in different places. The one at the Senior Center was packed full.
Yes.
Right? These are people with curiosity, right? They want to know. They have questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
They're very engaged. And so collaborating there and bringing them together at the Athenaeum with the tabling, with all the different organizations with things to offer for our senior population, I bet you anything you're going to get a big turnout for
that. Yes, we're super excited. So,
I definitely agree that the senior population in Pittsfield is very engaged.
They are.
Mm-hmm. More so than other places that I've lived and worked.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in youth services. We are right next door to the RSVP office, Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
Right.
And they do amazing, wonderful things.
Yes, they do.
And I also run a knitting club for 8 to 12-year-olds and have three senior volunteers who come every single week, every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m., and give of their time every single week to helping kids learn how to knit and crochet.
Wow.
They're wonderful. They're so much fun.
That's a real intergenerational transfer of knowledge, right?
It's fantastic. The kids just bond with them so, so tightly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the friends, our friends organization is in the building sorting books and sorting donations to get ready for the book sales every Monday and Wednesday morning, and sometimes extra shifts beyond that. So there are so many opportunities in town.
Yes.
Yeah. And those are all volunteer folks coming
in,
right?
Doing
that for the good of the Athenaeum. And I know that there's certainly... how many people are involved with the Friends? Do you happen to know?
Oh, gosh. Ooh. Off the top of my head. I mean, I think it's over... I would say over 100, wouldn't you?
Yes. So there's the broader Friends membership that you can belong to, where you can attend meetings and get that early access to the book sales. And then there's kind of the core committees within the Friends organization who focus on running those very cool lectures and events and the book sale and all the different areas.
We love to see them. They're Monday and Wednesday mornings, 9 to 12 p.m. to take your donations. But that's also when we get to see them, so we love those days too. They're working hard at work in our garage to sort all of these books. When you come to the book sale, that is just the product of days and days and days of work. And so we're really proud to have them as well. And they will also be, for the Friends will also be tabling at the Senior Expo.
Sounds like you use pretty much every square inch of the Athenaeum for something.
Yes.
I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure you can imagine.
And anytime we try to find more square inches,
it gets snatched up.
We're speaking with folks from Berkshire Athenaeum here. If you're just tuning in to Morning Drive this morning, Olivia Bowers and Anna Downing, and a huge number of different things going on at the Athenaeum, especially in the month of September. So just to recap, the library card month for the month of September. Go get your library card, all the great benefits to that. Curiosity Day happening on Saturday, September 20th, 10:30 in the morning, featuring the Very Hungry Caterpillar. The Scam and Fraud Protection, or Prevention, I should say, workshop is happening next Tuesday, the 16th, also 10:30 in the morning. And then the Senior Celebration happening on Thursday, September 18th. So mark those all on your calendar, all great events. Anna, talk about a little bit more about some of the youth programming and sort of things you have going on all the time, and also about how things maybe shift from the summer to the fall into the school season. How does that change your offerings there?
Yeah, I'd love to. So summer at the Berkshire Athenaeum it's our Super Bowl. We prepare for months and run.
Got the onslaught, right?
Oh, yeah. We run like 6 to 8 programs and events a week and are very, very busy all summer. And then anyone who's been in the library in the last couple of weeks can see it's our quiet decompression. time is the second half of August. And then September, we kind of get back off the ground with our annual, with our normal routines of programs. Our biggest things that we do every week are Tinker Tots, which is our 0 to 2 program. It's a playtime, story time for young parents and their children. We get, oh gosh, I think about 45 people every single week.
No kidding.
And just, it's the most wonderful. It's the most wonderful thing. I've seen little babies grow up and then get their younger siblings, and it's the coolest progression to see.
0 to 2 goes by very fast.
It goes by so fast.
So take advantage of it while you can.
Absolutely. So that's every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. at the Berkshire Athenaeum. Every Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m., we have our Lego Club for the older kids.
Kids just getting out of school. Are they elementary school?
Mostly elementary school, yeah. So we start at 3 o'clock because we've got a good, robust group of homeschool families who come into the library. And then run all the way through 4:30. So there's time for kids to kind of drop in after school, try a Lego challenge. The results of that challenge get displayed in our display case in the Bartlett Ave entrance for the next week. Wednesday afternoons, I run our knitting and crochet club for 8 to 12-year-old kids. And again, I have 3 volunteers who are with me every week, and we teach kids how to knit. We run entirely off of donations. we get yarn donations pretty frequently, yeah. Knitting needle donations, crochet hook donations.
Mm. And of course, the volunteers are also very important, right? Are you looking for new volunteers for some of these programs as well? We put a pitch out there for that.
Yeah, I definitely recommend connecting through RSVP if people are retired.
Okay.
It's they get you vetted and set up and then help disperse you to where volunteers are needed.
Yeah, no, they're
great
with
that. And that makes
things
amazing for us because they handle the Corey check and the background check process. Mm-hmm. And then we can just say, okay, can you give me a volunteer now? It's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And then our biggest thing for teenagers that we have is our RPG club. So RPG is role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
We have been collaborating with Pittsfield High School's RPG club for about 4 years now. Hmm. They meet at the library after school every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Is it harder keeping the older kids engaged with the library? And that's a great way to do it, obviously, is the RPG, right?
It's always a challenge.
Yeah.
We have a brand new coworker on board. Hiba Thiel is our new young adult librarian. They just started about 2 weeks ago. And they just came in from Omaha, Nebraska, where they were a teen librarian as well. And they're hitting the ground running. We're so excited to have them on board to plan a whole new robust series of events for teenagers.
Was it just yesterday that they had the showdown?
On Tuesday, yes.
Switch showdown.
They challenged the teenagers to see if they could beat them at Mario Kart.
Yes.
I love it.
Stay tuned. There's going to be a lot more teen events coming on board as well for the 12 to 18 year olds.
We always try to remind people too that we're just down the road from Pittsfield High School, so a lot of those kids filter in after school.
Within a stone's throw of Pittsfield High School.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Anna and Olivia, I want to say thank you again for being here. We've run out of time and we'll do it again. I'm sure there'll be a lot more programs to bring you back for and talk about. But reminder that you have this great opportunity right here in the Berkshires, the Berkshire Athenaeum right there in Pittsfield, downtown Pittsfield. Take advantage of it. Get your library card.
That's right.
My goodness, what are you waiting for?
Now's the time.
Thank you so much for having us, Sean.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Make sure you go to that Pittsfield High Taconic football game or watch it on PCTV tonight. Take care, everybody. Just get in my car.